Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Discouraged? Feel that your valley is so long and dark that you'll just never make it to the next peak? Ever wonder if it's really worth it? If you answer yes, you're perfectly normal, nothing more or less. A lot of folks become Christians with wrong impressions on what the Christian life is all about. I'm never quite sure whether the confusion is the result of the rhetoric of the one who encouraged them to embark on the path of faith, or else they have unrealistic expectations of what the journey is about because they haven't read the tour book, the Bible. If you were to ask me to describe the major theme of the letters which come to us, I would say in one word, disappointment. Disappointment in the Lord, their mates, and the circumstances which life has dealt them. Helen Rosevere was a medical doctor who spent most of her life ministering in Africa. She set out with unrealistic expectations as to what she could accomplish and what God was supposed to do. Through failure and disappointment, perhaps such as you are facing, she learned something of real-world faith in the real world. In her book, Give Me This Mountain, she wrote, "I have often felt that my life was rather akin to mountaineering, with a clear goal to reach the highest peak. There may be a fairly long journey to reach the foothills before the real climb can be started. I found frequently that I climbed in glorious sunshine, warm and invigorating, my face set determinedly for the nearest peak I could see. As I reached it, I reveled in the sense of achievement and victory." End quote. Then Helen says, "As I went down from the present peak into the valley between the mountains, I was often shadowed by the very peak I had been enjoying. This I interpreted in a sense of failure, and this often led to despair. I see now that I was wrong in this feeling. The going down was merely an initial moving forward towards the next higher ground, never a going back to base level, so to speak." Did you grasp what she's saying? When you stand and look at a range of mountains, you see the peaks, not realizing that between them are long valleys, sometimes darkened by the shadow of the great peak you've just climbed. That's translated into the weariness of getting up in the morning, traipsing through life, doing the carpool, the commute to the office, and arriving home tired and discouraged, only to start the process all over again. The important thing, though, is that in the climb, you never get back or go back to base camp, to the point you were at before you started your journey, whether it is a mountain climb or your spiritual walk. The valleys are not sensational. How can they compare with the heady air, the exhilarating view from the top, the thrill of achieving, as you stand at the peak, your goal achieved? Ah, but in the valley, you learn the importance of plodding, of taking another step, of facing another day, of finding God's grace to get the kids off to school, to handle the traffic, to cope with the frustrations which you face at the office. The fact of the matter is, there are a few real mountain peaks in life when the air is clear and you are heady with success. It's in the valley where you live and raise your family, where you find that God's grace is sufficient, where you learn to trust Him for your needs. As David put it, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Interested in knowing how God can meet you in the valley? Then make a study of the 127 times you find the word valley in the Bible. There is more to life than reaching the top. It is the thrill of the journey, and that is for sure.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.